CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, one and all. This is Friday. It's February. It's the 10th. And it is the Cusp Radio Show, otherwise known as the Cash for... We are ready to go. Are we? Well, let's invite Jeff Lynn and his wonderful group to tell us what is the news. Jeff, over to you.
Here's the news, coming to you every hour on the hour. The weather's fine, but there may be a meteor shower. Here is the news. A cure's been found for good old rocket life. Someone left their life behind in a plastic bag. Action-filled adventure. All of the words from the world convention.
Because it is our extra special guest's favorite band. And while we have played ELO before, so we can't do that as a stuff popper, I thought I'll play the song because I loves me some ELO, honey. And we're going to have another Stoff Poopy, which is also a favorite of our legend and idol and special extra guest later. But now I am going to welcome my wonderful guests. No, my team members, my team, my cabinet. And that is Shemaine Harris, Minister of Education.
Allah.
And it is Betty, Minister of Part Ties.
Hello.
And that's it. That's all. I'm sorry. No, we are wonderful. We are waiting for a lot of guests. I'm waiting for Rian van Wyk. He will come from 11:30 onwards. He will tell us about a new project, which you're going to love. But I'm playing this. And what am I playing? Oh, fuck. Yo, you must write to us. I please people. It's like a case of honor. If you don't write, you know, the other programs go, kijk, daar is voor ons geskryf, maar niet voor Casper's show nie. So it is a bit of a issue. So if you can WhatsApp, just write your name with the WhatsApp. Just say hello, so we just know there are people there. Je weet, 079-748-2090 with your name, and then you tell us what you think of whatever. You see, there's Betty Bangle. She wrote, "We are live with the Casper Radio Show." That's on her WhatsApp. Hi, Betty.
Hello.
She's here, you see, so it doesn't count. So what am I playing here?
Really?
Shit.
Opposite of red.
Blue.
Opposite of a woman.
Blue Man Group.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm playing the Blue Man Group. Weren't they fantastic?
It was absolute phenomenal.
Oh, people, if you can see the Blue Man Group, really, it is so highly enjoyable.
It was the most fun I've had in a theatre ever.
Yeah.
And I go quite a lot.
Jirre, laughed. Ek het gelag dat die trane loop. And they are fucking good. And the technical stuff, the graphics. Oh, it's fantastic. It's a dream come wank. It's fantastic. I don't know if you like it, though, Shemaine.
I think so, Sol.
Musicals?
No, it's not a musical.
Nee, dit is nie musical nie. Dit is...
It's weird.
But gister ook vroeg mense vir my, so, hoe was Blue Man Group? Wat is dit? I don't know how to explain what it is.
So it's an experience.
The best way to explain it is, it's a party on stage.
Oh.
That's how I can describe it.
Yeah.
It's a party on stage.
With aliens.
With aliens.
Okay, now we're talking my language.
It's really... It's amazing.
And
really?
they're very interactive with the audience in a very nice way. So you that's part of the fun. And I think for them as well, because that would be new every night. And the way audience members would obviously try and be part of it and try to emulate them, have a fun time. Very funny. It's wonderful. Wonderful. Hmm. Go and see the Blue Man Group if you haven't. If you've been to Las Vegas and you go, I've seen them in 1985. Well, it's different now. As well, I saw the DVD of them, and I said, "Ach nee, ek wil nie weer gaan na hierdie, want ek het nie die DVD gehad." So I did go, and I'm so glad I did. It's completely different than the DVDs out there, and it's upgraded as well, so they don't do the same cock for 30 years. Highly recommended. Hmm. I would really. Are you going to see it again, Bernard?
Yep.
Yeah,
on the 18th, I can't wait to
I
see
would
it again.
I've got an urge, you know, to see it again. So even if you have seen it in Las Vegas in 1990, you can go again. Or even in 2000, you can go again.
Or even Wednesday night, you can go again.
You can go again. I can't hear this sticky on the only, though.
But this is come back to me say, what's feel like I'm going to be a thing?
Ja, maar daar is die dromme, jy kan hoor die dromme en dan...
Ja, maar alle songs die dromme in. Ja, dit is amazing, die drums en alles. Dit word op plumbing pipe gespeeld.
Plumbing pipe, Shemaine.
Wow.
Wit plastic plumbing pipe. Wow. Speel hulle en dis die beautifulste musiek wat uitkom. En dit ligte en kleure en ballonne en streamers.
And you know they got the one pipe inside the other pipe. It's like a trumpet or a trombone where you shift it in and out. Mm-hmm. They do that with a plumbing pipe. So it goes. And they played
amazing.
They played
Nkalagata.
Yeah, and they played Shining
Special Star.
Special Star.
Oh yeah. Wow.
On those pipes.
Yeah, wow. And the crowd went crazy.
We went
ballistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very clever to incorporate the country they're playing something familiar into the show. Uh-huh. They're very clever
to
do that. Yeah.
Now, our guest today is J.J. Schoeman. Do you know him, Shemaine?
Who is J.J. Schoeman?
That is the question we will find out at 12.
Lig ons in.
Ja, dit gaan ons 12 uur hoor. Ek wil by J.J. Schoeman self weet, wie is hy? Ek wil hoor van die man achter die legende, die siel achter die gesig. Ons gaan dit alles hoor om 12. But sad news for lovers of Aretha Franklin. No, she's not dead.
Oh, I was just
no,
like
she's
going,
not dead.
No, not today.
No, Aretha's not dead. She just said that she's going to retire. And because of that, it is quite a shock because she is a legend. But I can also understand the lady is in her 70s. Mm. You can't belt like that forever, you know? Yeah. She might injure a hip or something.
And now that the Obamas are gone, she doesn't need to sing for them anymore. So she's like, fact this, just now I get commissioned.
She's going to go into the studio and she's going to record a new album, which would only be original songs apparently. And that will come out in September. But she is not going to tour anymore, honey.
Wow.
And she's got the most wonderful voice. So, I mean, could have heard it singing the national anthem. I mean, it's like the ultimate. Wasn't that fantastic?
That was beautiful.
breath away.
Huh?
Maar sy is, alles wat sy doen is stunning.
Adres sensuig, maar... Maar sy is fabulous. Ja, maar sy kan nie help nie. Kyk, as jy een sekere manier gebouw is, weet jy, as ek jou kan herinner, dan moet mense een sekere manier aantrek. I know that when you see Aretha Franklin, you might think that Cirque du Soleil has got a tour going, but it's not a tent.
What's wrong with the knives today, huh?
Knives. No, it's no knives.
Knives.
I'm just,
how old is that
we're
woman?
We're keeping
She's
it 100.
She old woman. She can dress the way she
we're
wants to.
We're keeping it
and
honest.
She comes from the 60s.
We're keeping it honest, girl.
From a big girl, I'm allowed to.
She does look like a big circus tent with high heels, but aww, she is phenomenal, and we love her from the bottom of our heart. So I was rummaging in my CD collection and I got this CD from years ago. It's nice. It's France. It's French.
It's France. France, I understand.
It's French. Je t'en fous. Retention.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Are you going with that? Okay, for a wimblek het jy my laat dink aan Jacques Brel. I mean, your stem was so deep. I just lost it. Maar luister, jy praat nou so van Aretha's dress sense. Ek sien, jy is bezig om jou nou ook aan te pas, because jy dra nou juwele. What's with the bracelet, darling?
Well, let's take a picture and put it on the tweet as well, Bernard.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it is. It's not. Does it look ethnic to you?
It does. It looks very ethnic.
You know where I got it?
African.
It's not African at all. It's Chinese.
All right. So now you're going to do a close-up, ne?
I discovered a site on the internet called Geek.
Okay.
Geek.
Okay.
Is it right? Yeah. And you know our good friend and colleague, Hannes van Oudtshoorn, van Rede van Oudtshoorn, he told me about it. And then I went, and it's China, it's like fucking
cheap. Is it ancient?
No,
Chinese
it's like,
thing?
No, you buy things that you can buy here, but for cheaper. So like socks and shoes and gimmicks and whatever. But it's like ridiculous.
On Geek.
Geek, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that this is a present they put in one of my packages. I don't know whether it's a Chinese curse.
Is it for you a funky skin or cry?
Yeah. Play that funky shoes, boy.
I skin it like just Yeezys.
Wat is Yeezys?
Kanye West se skoene wat hy saam met Adidas doen.
Kanye West.
Die Yeezys.
Okay.
Dit lyk soos Yeezys, maar dit kos
400 rand.
'N fraksie van die prys. Ek post die bracelet op die Casper Radio Show Facebook page, as julle wil gaan kyk daarna.
Ja. Okay.
En like sommer die page ook, dankie.
Maar daai klink vir my maar soos die Chinese se verkoopstyl as hulle hier is. It's like you buy one, you buy stock. Ja,
you
buy stock.
Take a pair of scissors or whatever. I've got a present.
Ek wil jou nie jou haat om jou bracelet veroorsaak nie, maar dit lyk soos daai bracelet vir die katolieke dra met die saints op.
Ek het ene, by the way, ek dra. Ek
ja, daar, kyk daar.
Maar kan ek nou vir jou, kan ek vir die mense sê wat hier op is? Wat, het lyk soos daar is een skal, daar is iets wat lyk soos debele painting, daar is iets wat lyk soos a peace sign. Peace sign.
We
en daar is
a
kruis. So it's pretty cool, you know. Something that looks like a drum. So
make a better necklace. So let's start wearing
it. Hit on's mail. Do we have mail? Let's see.
Well, have a look there, Charmaine. I see some scribblings. Where do you want to stand?
Hola,
you're my fool.
Mia.
Okay.
Okay, kom ek lees gou-gou. Hulle daar is 'n so WhatsApp van wie is daar? Anyway, kom ons kyk gou. Hi Cassie, Betty and Shemaine, so good to hear you live again. Lekker nou met Michelle Kirschenbaum.
Hey! Hello Michelle.
Oh Christmas and Baum. Oh Christmas Baum. We love you more than ever.
Right. Hallo julle luister weer live vir 'n slag. Cassie sien jou in Stellies volgende maand. Yay!
Wie is dit?
Ja, I don't know who that is. I wouldn't say the name. But remember now, I'm actually now in the Dross Day Theatre in Stellenbosch. Not in the Endler Hall anymore because the Endler Hall was fully booked. But we got the Dross Day Theatre, which I think is more perfect for this show. Oh, jere, jelle gaan het geniet? Oh, it's so like up close and personal. I can't wait. And you know Stellenbosch is my place. Hey? I studied there, so I can't wait. I can't wait.
Can't wait. Okay, that's my cue for another message. Casper, been listening to last week's podcast yesterday. I spat out my coffee met die ek Debbie aan. I spat out my coffee met die ek Debbie aan for a vrou mens.
No, I don't understand that.
Dis ek 'n reference ek na een van 'n joke wat iemand gemaak het op die show.
Okay, nee, ek vang hom nie hoor, maar anyway, Lee.
But just write again and tell us what you mean. I can't remember that far away. Who did we have last week?
It was Jay, Hannes and Gavin, and wie was die guest? I couldn't tell you who was the guest, nie. Was it Bianca?
Bianca was the
Bianca
guest.
Bianca was the guest.
Debbie, I don't know.
LaGrange. Okay, Lee, soos Cassie gesê het, stuur vir ons weer ietsie daarso, net om sy memory te refresh. And she says, or he says, I don't know, Lee is such a great name, don't know whether it's male or female. I wish I could binge listen to your shows, but unfortunately I'm up to date. Fucking love you guys, Lee.
Yay!
Yay. And dan het ons nog een van George to assist with your case of honor, Honorable Cassie.
Huh?
That's George. That.
What does that mean? What does that mean? To a case with you?
There's seker maar iets te doen met
to a case with your sister. To assist with your case.
Miskien het dit iets te doen met gisteraand se.
Who's that? Isn't this? It's Thingy.
Who's Thingy?
Who used to work here?
Oh.
I think so.
I don't know. I can't
just
see
go
that
get her.
Far.
Go get her.
Who?
What was her name again, man?
Hola. Don't know.
I'll remember, there's Denise, it's Denise. Huh? Denise!
Okay.
Denise!
Maybe it's not Denise.
I think it is Ando buiten, let's ek kan hoor nie.
Fucking Denise.
Die luisteraar, wie the fuck is Denise?
I can't see. Okay, sorry. Sorry about that. It's a bit of a lull. Also, sal is in Hollands, dat was een beetje van een lul.
No.
Now,
Nee, ek nog. Miskien is dit die State of the Nation address ding wat hy van, because it's most, oh, you're honorable this and honorable that. Honorable so and honorable so. Get out of the house. Leave the house.
Ek het nie gekyk nie.
Ek het gekyk, het was,
is it? I didn't watch either because I'm just so tired and bored with this fucking government.
Die mense, this is die definition van insanity, om die ding oor en oor en oor te doen en different results te verwag, want elke jaar dan gryp die mense popcorn en coke en koffie en hulle sit nou reg vir die State of Nation address en dan 10 minute in het in, dan tweet hulle, oh, dis a fucking circus!
No, but listen.
Dis elke jaar a circus.
Yeah, but can I tell you why people actually do the coffee and coke and beer and whiskey? Because they know they're going to get hulle weet, hulle gaan precies a circus kry, because they know it's being set up for that. I mean, I think even they know, Parliament knows when they're going to go sit, it's going to be chaos, so they prepare for that moment.
That's why he had 550 troops, because he knew that's gonna be nice and confrontational.
Ek het hier gaan sit vir die State of the Nation address. Ek dink ek het tyd vir daai kapper daar praat word,
maar wat ek bedoel is
vir die drama wat daar gaan gebeur.
Dit werk, die drama werk jou op. So ek kyk eerder 'n series wat my laat smile as wat ek iets kyk, entertainment wat my omkrap.
Nee, verseker, as dit jou omkrap, moenie kyk nie, then it's a waste of time.
And now for something completely different.
Yeah, but I hear you.
So what am I playing, Betty? You should know by now. as a seasoned...
That is the Eurovision Song Contest.
Don't shout contents. At me.
Contest.
Don't shout contents at me. It is. If you are a thoroughbred homosexual, you would know that this is the Eurovision Song Contest.
Of as jy op die radio is, saam met Kasper, en jy word geforceerd om daar net te luister.
What am I?
Week na... What is
and
jy?
What are you? You are thoroughbred, sodomitical, homosexual. Now, we played the song for England who went through. Now we got Germany.
Ah.
And this is their song that's going to go through in May. Let's have a listen. I've never heard it before.
Clink nice. I come alive inside the light of the unexpected. I love our voice.
That's a beautiful voice.
Let's maybe give her a chance.
That's a little Leicester.
Shh. Oh, God. Say so can scream at ice them, Iki, where? Amy Winehouse. I would lose a gesaip of gedrag is. Yes, say can scream at my boyfriend. That's nice.
Now it
picks up, you see.
Our stem remind me of iemand.
Amy Wine fucking up.
Mia.
Oh.
Emily, is it Emily Dye?
Mia, this is Germany.
Okay,
ooh,
is
what's her name?
That's a die.
What's her
Emily
name,
Sunday.
Bernard?
Her name is Levina Mit. Mit. We need to spell M-I-T.
And it's only the...
But Levina.
Levina. Mit betekent with. So maybe it is Levina with the song. Which is called what?
Miskien, yeah. Perfect Life.
Okay.
Perfect Life. Well, it's definitely going to do better than the England entry, which is one menorah played after another. This one we can at least hum. Hey, mama, na na, if you used to walk out. Na 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 na, na na na. Woo, woo.
Hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at BodyTech.co.za. That's Body T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio
Show. So now we got, I want to ask you, this gentleman that just walked in, do you recognize him? From somewhere or not?
His face looks familiar.
Yes, it does, eh? Why would you say it looks familiar?
I have no idea.
Okay, let me give you some hints. Have you watched Hawk and Stierk, my
yes.
series? Have you watched my show Brothers and Sisters?
Yes.
He was in it. He was in. Did you watch Valgwors?
Yes.
Do you remember this, the tune Dom Dom Domini?
Yeah.
Now we made a video and he was in it as well. So Rian and I have worked together for a lot of years. And
who was that, Hakensteek?
Hakensteek, he was one of the sexy dancers in I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, the song that bitch danced.
Okay.
Hi, Rian, welcome.
Baie dankie, lekker om u te wees.
Fantastic.
Hello, Jelle.
Hello.
Hello, Rian.
Yeah, so we've come a long way.
I think 14 or 15 years.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah.
Not a day older.
So, we have worked a lot, and he was, well, may he rest in peace. I think he's resting in peace right now in Loftus. We did the Joost sketch send up, and I was the slut on the, I was Giselle on the bed, and he was the lady, well, he was a man in a pink panty.
Ah.
And he had a cock on his bum, tattooed.
Yeah, a tattoo.
I saw that, yeah.
Cock, that one. So it's quite it's quite a long road. Rian, daar seker nog goed ook, maar ek kan nie nou alles onthou nie.
Ja, ek het al geleer met Casper, as hy sê there's a rehearsal, then you know it's going to be something that's, you know, kind of below, like above the belt, but as soon as you have to improvise and he's like just show up, you'll be fine. You kind of know what's going to happen.
That's typical me. Ja, al die arme Rian. And then one day you couldn't make it because then you sent someone, and that was Giselle in another show. She was being doggy style flip flopped in a sketch called Pomp in Pretoria, which is like Sex in the City. But you were spared that one.
I wonder why I missed that one.
Oh, no, you sent someone else. Fuck that. I'm not going to do that. But he came and he was. Well, he came and he came. So, no, he didn't.
Yeah, I just learned what sploot is.
What's that?
On the previous show.
Oh.
Sploot.
What's sploot? I didn't hear.
Oh, my word, yeah.
Tell me.
It's apparently it's ejaculation.
But how?
It's I don't
a,
know.
A specific
I just
way
got,
of ejaculating.
I caught the end of it and
sploot.
I was like, I'm so happy I told my family to listen.
Yeah, they must
ejaculate
really
at the end of it.
Yeah.
They think you were on the sex show.
Oh, maybe.
So, Rian, what's a show is jy nou
well, in? Achteruit is Rian Nayer, so that helps.
Yeah,
wow.
You're right. People, take a moment. Yeah.
I love being with boys on the show.
It's so nice. Okay, I've got a quiz for you, Bernard. With your... It's actually a long cock quiz. But take every word of your name and say a band. Go.
Boys to Men. Erasure.
Roxette.
Roxette.
Aqua.
Nirvana.
Oh, Nirvana. Aqua.
Aqua. Fucking RuPaul and our band. In. Don't know.
Nee, dan moet het D wees.
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
Okay, Rian, same with you. Here you go.
Oh, okay, well, R. So, kom ons begin, of moet ons achteruit begin?
Nee, net wie wil.
Okay.
Dis Rian, so is R-E-A-A-N. R.
Wat is die beste R wat ons ken? Kom, ons moet daar een goeie een kry.
Het ons al R gehad? Roxette het ons gehad.
Oh, ja.
I.
E.
Good luck with that one.
In sync.
Yeah.
Ella Fitzgerald.
The N for Rian can be in sync. There's Ella Fitzgerald then. Shemaine, hello. Miss fucking.
Do you want Ella?
In sync is ook niet eigenlijk met de I niet.
Ze is allemaal weer Shemaine, is mevrouw dyslexic. 1982. Ze zei weer eens bewijs.
In excess.
Zo trots is op die titel.
In excess. Perfect match.
In excess.
Inks, ja, good. And then two A's. Quickly. Okay, we had Aqua, Abba! Abba!
Abba!
Hey.
Abba, of course Abba! Let me eat myself! Kan ek nie geweet?
En die volgende A, Aerosmith.
Ah.
Yes!
En dan een.
Yeah. Now, people, do you remember a long, long time ago, I'm talking actually to the listeners, do you remember there was a thing that we had on the show, and it was called... And girls, remember?
They walk, strut, pose, and talk. The boys of the central.
And girls. Now, we are gonna. Let me tell you the news. The culmination of the boys and girls of Central with Boss Models will happen soon. I'm waiting on Boss Models. As soon as they have their party, we will join them there as the Casper Radio Show, and we will show up, or we will show two winners in the Boys and Girls of Cross Central Boss Model competition. But the Boss Models, it was interesting, but it was not that interesting, because, you know, you can't do too much. You can't do too much with them before it's like a bit embarrassing. So I thought, I want to go back to the Boys of Cross Central, which we had, where we had these lovely people, beautiful to look at, who could move their bodies. So why not use that phrase, use and move their bodies? And so I spoke to Rian, and we came up with a wonderful idea for a stunning competition, which we will commence in March. And that will be, what's the name of the competition? It is is it Sexy Dance, Rian?
Yes, that's right.
It's Mr. Sexy Dance.
Mr. And? Have we decided on Mrs. or Miss?
No, we're going to, yeah, well, Miss. We don't want Mrs. to call me Matita Swai. So it's Miss.
No, that's a Miss.
So that's a Miss, yeah. So it's Mr. Sexy Dance Cliff Central and Miss Sexy Dance Cliff Central. What does that mean?
Right, so what we're going to do is we were kind of bouncing ideas back and forth, and we at first wanted to get maybe a kind of strip competition, but we decided to rather do a sexy dance competition. And anyone can basically enter. I'm going to handpick the first couple to make it look good. And then we were actually thinking about even maybe getting an amateur where they can actually maybe submit videos. So there'll be two facets of it. It'll be a competition for male and female, and we'll be a top 1, 2, and 3, and they'll perform later on again. And then we're thinking of maybe doing an amateur video of, so anyone can enter. All four of us can enter.
No.
I think me and Casper should do a little demonstration at one day.
But the fall.
I say.
So, when we move to the new studio, we're going to move back to our old studio in March. Then we have more space, and we even have that space outside, where we will invite the dancers. They can bring a mate, so that they have, that's a male and female together dancing, I don't mind, or 1-1, but they bring their own music.
Yes, correct.
Which they rehearse to, we play it, they dance through that window in the opening, we will record it, we go live on the internet while they dance, then we get them in and we talk to them, and you know, so we have the look but back, which we missed. We wanna be enticed by the beauty of the body. That's your mind, don't you?
Poetry in motion.
I mean, how old are you? Can you still be enticed?
Totally.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but your mind is old, I gemis.
She ran out of the fucking studio one day when the guy showed his pee-pee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're going to put it in my face. He's like 25.
You put it in her face,
you
yeah.
know, I mean...
You can put it in my mouth.
It was very close to your mouth.
Rian, so I really fucking listen to hierdie kak.
Jammer, Tani.
I was like, no, man. Give the person, like, you know, give him
some imagination.
Some gum.
So, let's see, about a minute and a half, is that enough time?
Yes, I think that's actually more than enough, yeah.
More than enough, eh?
Yes.
So, at the beginning, Rian, I'm going to rely on you heavily to bring in the dancers, because you are a dancer yourself, but you may not enter.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
But you know a lot, so you can bring them in, and so that people start seeing what we're doing. And I want to do it every week if we can. So a lot of people can come in. We have our dancing. We record it. We show it. We take pictures and we talk to the dancers. And then at the end of the year, again, we will have a Casper radio party where our dancers will dance and we will have like the top five maybe, and then we will crown Mr. Sexy Dance and Miss Sexy Dance Live Central 2017.
Love it.
So what have you been up to, Rion?
Well, Casper, I just launched my entertainment company, so I'm busy taking all the facets of entertainment and sticking it into one website, so you can find everything from your Latin dancers to your hip-hop dancers to singers to bands to aerial acts. So instead of outsourcing, there's going to be one website that provides everything for the clients.
I'm sure you're going to tell us more in March when everything is up and running.
Perfect, yes.
Now, that'll be perfect. So you will have the dancers there in your company in any case. So if there's an office party or a corporate or something and say, and they say, we want Mongolian street dancing, then they can click on your little lippy there and they can book it through your website or your company, I mean.
Yes, yeah. Which will be Odyssey Entertainment.
Odyssey. What does Odyssey
quite clever.
Mean? Won't you look up what Odyssey means, please? Isn't that a,
isn't
a travel thing?
Yes, well, close.
Well, I don't know. Look, from my recollection, it's Greek mythology where Odysseus went on this epic journey and it was like he was caught between... And he was caught between, you know, hell and high water.
Well, what she said.
And that's where the name Odysseus came from.
So it's a journey.
From. Yeah, so Odyssey came from Odysseus. It's Greek.
Not just a pretty face.
Oh, thank you. But I'm crap when it comes to quick questions like what he does with him. You can't do that. I go like,
there's now there's no way to forget the name Odyssey. People will remind themselves of a journey. They were going to be taken on a journey of spiritual awakening and bodily fluids with Odyssey dancing.
Well, the definition of Odyssey really is the start of a long and fruitful journey, to simplify it.
But Rion, just explain to the people, I'm not a pervert. Hey, I'm not trying to put my hand between your knees, your legs, or the other dancers when we do this. Hey,
yes. So
because I think maybe people think that I'm oversexed, but I just enjoy watching beautiful things.
Of course, and you always have.
Yeah,
so,
but it's not like I'm going, kom, give me a pump. I don't do that.
Yeah. We're not going to make money rain.
You're not old enough for that. So
I'm
that
not
means,
old enough yet. I'm not Trump. I'm not 70 yet.
Maar ons sê nie, jylle mag nie verder gaan met jylle danse nie.
Nee, glad nie. Jy kan aangaan en aangaan. Zwaai die Bartlemoen.
Jo.
So what kind of dancing would you say people like this Bruno Mars thing?
Yes, well, that's the great thing is everyone interpretation of sexy is going to be different. So someone's going to do Leave Your Hat On most probably, or someone's going to do Bruno Mars. So that's why we kept it as sexy, so that they can interpret it for themselves.
Exactly. But we stopped. We don't say strip. Strip can be a bit common.
Yeah.
We don't want common.
So what is that Beyonce
so
does
strip,
when you do that?
Yeah, that is sexy.
Is that sexy?
That's sexy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, am I right?
Yes, so, of course. Brown sugar.
Mm-hmm. I'm finished. I need to
stir. Stir and drink.
Sweet.
So what kind of dancing do you like, Shemaine? Are you a dancer? I mean, can I take you for a spin?
I have rhythm, but I'm not a dancer. It's like I can hold a note, but I'm not a singer. So
you've got like African rhythm.
I've got that.
If you hear drums, you go berserk.
I totally go berserk.
Okay, so you must go see Blue Man Group because you will end up naked with
a pair of drums.
Yeah, it's only drums.
Okay.
You will be ululating at the end. Yeah.
Okay.
The drum. I'm also influenced by drums. If I hear drums, I go.
But you know what, the knipe guitar, if you play that knipe style,
the
I like that
guitar.
Too.
What the fuck is a knipe guitar?
What the fuck is a knipe
guitar? When you play guitar and you do the knipe style, that
ting, ting, ting.
Yeah, that also does it for me, totally.
The plucking.
I'm from the Karoo, babe, so what do you expect? Hy pluk in that word.
Dit sê niks. Ek kom van Limpopo, ek boer nie.
Nee, maar die knypstyl word hier daar gespeel.
But Blue Man Group is really fantastic. It's so amazing.
It okay, is absolutely fantastic. I loved every fucking moment of it. I don't want to say David Levinson of the previous show is trying to get our attention, but I'm not going to read anything he says. And then there's this one. Ek het eindelijk, what does that say?
Okay, so ek moet vir David... Ek moet dan vir David los.
Ja, ignoreer vir David.
Okay. Ek het eindelijk vir Cassie wat gesê...
Ja, kan nie hoor nie.
Okay. Ek het eindelijk verwys na Cassie wat gesê dat dit 'n case of honor onder die shows is. Wie kry die meeste boodskappe? Onthou jy Cassie het gesê? Ja. So ha 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 en ons moet WhatsApp. Wou julle bloed druk opwerk oor daai poese in die sirkus.
Sy het my net gesê poes.
I know, it's my word, but it doesn't mean I can't say it.
What's a circus?
Kies, ek sê nie a.
She means, or he means the...
It's Sureta.
It's Sureta, she means the parliament opening, ja.
Ja, sy, ja. Wou nie hulle bloeddruk opwerk oor daai poese?
No. Oh, I understand. Ja, ach, no, we must laugh. We must laugh at it. That's the best medicine, man.
That was a great fight.
Yeah.
Did you also enjoy it?
I loved it. Popcorn dude. And everything.
Yeah. Can't... Let me tell you this. I didn't watch live for a reason because I'm bored with it. But... With the politics. But then I saw on BBC a bit and I couldn't stop watching the fight. I just... Oh, it's finished now. I loved every second.
Brandewijn punch was amazing.
Well, who's that guy? Was it Dali? Who's that guy next to Malema? Because he was rough handled.
Dali.
Was it Dali?
Dali was there. Dali Tambo was there.
No, Dali Tambo. Who's the guy? Who was the lawyer for Gareth Cliff?
Pofu. There was Dali and Pofu.
Yeah. He was manhandled. I saw him.
So, yeah. So, and I mean, the nice thing with the BBC, everything is condensed because they don't take the whole.
No, they showed a bit. Just take the and it was really a highlight.
But they were all manhandled.
Yeah, no, it was you know, very funny.
We're going to do the same thing to the dancers in the studio. When
manhandled.
Yes. But Rihanna, how did you start? Were you a stripper once? Weren't you?
Clothes removing engineer is more the word that you're looking for.
Dis volgom van Don King.
Wat bedoel jy? Hoekom kyk jy onder toe? He recognizes
Cassie,
you.
Cassie?
Ja?
Weet jy, ek was nog nooit by 'n strip show nie.
Vertel vir alles.
Well, all our videos is on YouTube, so you can go have a little look if you want to see.
Give me the name.
I have never been to a strip show.
Give the name.
Because I just don't.
What's the name? What YouTube video should we look
it's
for?
It's easy to search. All you put in the search engine is RI1983.
Okay.
And there will be millions of Odyssey dancers.
RI, so that's okay. Rion?
1983.
Rion, oh, fantastic. You go to RI1983 immediately, Bernard.
Bernard, met sy oopkus.
Met jou oopkus. Let's see what we see there.
Hulle praat vir die laptop. As hulle vra, wonder wat is 'n oopkus?
Alles is vir sy daai ding. Jy druk net 'n knoppie kom dit uit.
Ja, maar alles weet ek sit met 'n laptop voor my. Nou wonder, wat het ek gesê oopkus?
Is daai ding nog aangedruk in jou laptop?
Ja.
Okay. So just have a look. Tell me when you got something and then I'll open up the volume. So, did you study dancing, Rian? Or have you got it naturally?
Well, luckily, I did it naturally because I grew up on a farm in the Free State. And I refuse to farm. I just refuse. Yeah. It's either in your blood or not. And I accidentally walked past Michael Jackson's 1983 live Motown performance where he did Billie Jean. And that day I was just like, jammer, jy lek gaan nie boer nie. Al my maas se kerk handskoene opgesny en sequins opgesit.
Nice.
Billie Jean is my love.
Oh, that was inside you, see. It's like a little seed that got flower. What? Water.
And the funny thing is, Casper's one of the first people to give me my first break.
Really?
Yes. I was still a young, not achter die ore, didn't really know anyone.
Oh.
And he used me for the first time. He cucked me out after
that. He used you for the first time.
Yeah, don't say that.
He guided me.
Well, what did I say?
Well, you just said stop staring at the choreographer because I was doing the routine while I was looking at her so nervous.
Oh, really?
Yes, but ever since
shame,
then.
Man.
No, it was good. I liked a little bit.
So I did give you critique, eh?
Yes, you did.
Oh. You see, I always like music in my shows. I compose music. People don't know that. I sing. People don't know that because I use it in a very sparing and strange way in my shows. But I love dancing and music. And that's why I always have that in my shows. Or, like Ark and Steak, always a song in each episode. Have you got the Rio 1983 there?
I do.
Why do you are you staring? Oh, you were wanking.
What the fuck?
Just show, play it. Can you see it? But can you turn it around? I bet you hear that a lot.
Wanna bring out the boys one more time?
Oh, I can't see a fucking thing. What's this? A wrist? Ooh! Is it Yairion?
This A.
Ah. Is this like safe or is it stripping?
No, it's safe. Oh. It's basically.
It's by Sexpo.
That's actually what we're going to do, bossies.
This is the kind of thing you have to do here.
As your infanny funny
oh, nice,
instructors.
Nice.
As your infanny
nice.
Dance instructors.
Yeah, the choreographer.
Okay, but well, you're yes. That thing, yes.
That's nice. Yeah, when you entice, build it up, build it up.
Actually, link post to be. Facebook page, yeah.
Please. If people, you can watch it. Oh, it's moving in.
But Usher.
So that's you.
That's me.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Hoe lang gelede was daai?
Elke dag van my lewe.
Yes. Lekker, man.
Ja, maar hierdie ding, wanneer is hy gevat?
So where do you get those moves? Have you got someone who you go to teach you this?
Yeah,
or?
I do all the music editing and all the choreography myself.
But how? Just naturally?
Just naturally, yeah.
You watch other dancers?
Yes, obviously, but it's the, kind
and
of
then
the
you
same
say,
process.
I like that, I like yeah. that. It's like comedy. Yeah,
yes,
like, yeah.
You create and you find great. Things funny.
Oh, that's fantastic.
People, I am mesmerized. I just want to tell you, I can't get my eyes off the screen, so I'm quiet.
Look there.
That's good for the time.
He's riding a pony there, eh? Fantastic. Oh, that's what I like. This is going to be
okay,
lovely.
So that was like the thing that did it for me. The others didn't, but that booty swing, yeah.
So that's what we're going to do more or less with the dancers coming in.
We're going to be feeling alive.
Die video is op die page nou as jy wil gaan kyk.
Gaan kyk, maar luister eers die show klaar asseblief en dan kan jy gaan kyk.
100%.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you can move.
Thank
any more tips or something we must... okay, look, the people, you're going to bring in the first in March. We're going to organize that. And then we're going to give a website. And we're going to give where people can go to enter if they want to. And they'll work through you. You'll decide whether they are cuck or whether they can at least come and do it here.
So am I going to be the Simon Cowell of the whole thing?
You're going to be the cow. I'll be the Simon.
Okay.
And then you're going to decide. And then you bring them in. But the first couple of dancers, I think you must just bring friends and stuff that you know can dance, and then that can inspire the other people to then enter. I'm looking forward to this so much that I actually, my mouth is dry.
Why can't you have a section for people who aspire to be able to dance, and then
that's
you track,
what he said.
And then you track their growth?
That's he said that. Amateurs, remember?
Yeah, so we want to do a couple of pros, and then we want to have an amateur section where people that iri tani wat by die huis voel, sê dit move so they'll say poor.
Yeah, people like me who think they can dance, but they actually can't.
You know you can.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, yes, I, Obama. Oh, fantastic. Well, Rian, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it was a great pleasure, man. And we rekindled our past years and years, I now realize, of stuff that we did together. And we are looking forward to Mr. and Miss Sexy Dance 2017 from March in the year of our Lord 2017.
It's going to be great. Guys, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. And I'll be seeing you all in a month.
It was fun meeting you.
It was, eh?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rian.
That's fun.
Sorry, this is wrong. This is the episode from 7 years ago. Okay, just hang on. I'm going to get the right episode. But In the meantime, remember our guest, J.J. Schumann. So I've got some wonderful comedy from Jeff Foxworthy about redneck fashion. Now, redneck fashion is basically Afrikaans people, but it is... if you you joke with them that way, they're going to say, but you can't even the Afrikaners who sport me. Who can you? So... people, we just learn to love it ourselves, okay? So here is like Walmart. What you see? What's Walmart in South Africa? What kind of shop was that?
It's a woolly
macro.
Is it a macro?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about Walmart in this sketch. Just hang on. Let me play it and let's hear.
I did a 5-hour book signing at Walmart one Saturday afternoon, and during that 5 hours, I had a revelation, and that is, there's not a whole lot of supermodel shopping at Walmart. It's pretty much just us rednecks. You know, and we don't wear stuff because some magazine says it's the latest style. We wear stuff because it's comfortable. And if you can't look at it and keep your lunch down, that's your problem. But as kind of a spokesman for this portion of the population, I got to thinking, you know, it has reached the point where we do need a few redneck fashion tips. And I know a lot of you are sitting out there and you're like, Jeff, I don't know when it comes to fashion if I'm a supermodel or a redneck. So I came up with a few ways to help you tell. If the most expensive thing you ever bought at the mall came from the food court, you might want to pay attention. If your bra is a darker color than your shirt, you might want to pay attention. If your wife has ever dusted the furniture with your best pair of underwear, you might want to pay attention. If people can see your butt crack 24/7, you might want to listen up. If you've mastered the art of putting on makeup with your non-smoking hand while driving with your knee, you might want to pay attention. And if your thighs stop moving 30 seconds after you do, some of this might be aimed at you. All right, here we go. Redneck fashion tip number one. Certain things should not be sold in certain sizes. If your rear end looks like two full-grown raccoons wrestling in a 50-pound bag of feed corn, say no to spandex. And the only place dimples are cute are on your face. This woman came up to me at the book signing. She had the biggest butt I have ever seen in my life. And you've seen these kind of people. They're like from the waist up, they're built kind of normally. And then from the waist down, it's like an explosion took place. You know, just huge. I mean, from a distance, she looked like a poodle riding a hippity hop. You know? How big her butt really was, because she had it packed in these jeans. I mean, it was crammed in there. I could hear the zipper crying. You got the feeling some night some guy was going to get her home, get that top button unbuttoned, and that thing was going to come flying out of there like a Navy life raft, you know? But the thing that was intriguing about her was she had this attitude like she was the hottest thing on the planet. And I love big girls that think they're sexy. Because I think guys look at them kind of like we do those rodeo bulls, you know. We're like, I bet I could ride it. But I'd probably get hurt. I signed her books for her, and when she went to walk away, she wasn't just walking, she was strutting. I mean, you know, like popping it.
And I'm watching her because I'm scared she's going to knock over some little kids or something. And my brother leaned over and tapped me on the arm. He said, "That looks like two blue Volkswagens trying to pass each other on a gravel road." Certain things should not be sold in certain sizes. If your stomach blocks your view of your shoes, cover it up! The only people that should be wearing belly shirts are the people that don't have bellies. And there's no shame, no shame in having a spare tire. Just keep it in the trunk so other people don't have to look at it. And you know, those little baby spare tires are kind of cute. Tractor tires aren't. Especially when they have hair on them. Certain things should not be sold in certain sizes, and this goes to a lot of dads and uncles out here. Your shorts are supposed to be longer than your underwear. Especially if you wear tidy whities. Nobody wants to be at the family picnic and look over at Uncle Fred sitting in a lawn chair and see anything that looks like a baby bird. And talking about shorts, I got a comment on those little cotton shorts that have the words printed on the back of them. First of all, guys, if you can't read without moving your lips, do not stare at these shorts in front of your wife or girlfriend. And for God's sakes, don't pretend you've had the cheap LASIK surgery and you can only read by using Braille, you know? But these shorts bring up my second fashion rule, and that is there has got to be an age limit on certain articles of clothing. Got to be. And with these little cotton shorts with the words on them, I think the age limit is what? 15? 16? All I'm saying is that if the veins in the back of your legs look like the street map of Greater Pittsburgh, you ain't nobody's baby doll. If your thighs look like the hood of a white Toyota van after a hailstorm, you're not juicy. You might be a terrific grandmother. You're not juicy. And this age limit rule also applies to low-cut tops on women. And you know what I'm talking about. These women that insist on showing their cleavage 30 years after anybody wants to see it. And they're always well endowed. I mean real well endowed. You know, the kind of women, if they go to hug you and you're not chewing gum, your ears are going to pop. But that cleavage line is like 3 feet long and it's got these little wrinkles coming off of it. Looks like you're looking down into the Grand Canyon out an airplane window. And what is it? There's some women, the older they get, just the less modest they are. And everybody's done this where you're sitting there in the morning having a cup of coffee with Granny. And she's not wearing anything but a paper-thin nightgown and a smile. Then she'll bend down to pick up something out of the floor, and suddenly you're staring at something that looks like those long balloons 4 days after the birthday party. And they ain't floating up to the ceiling. They are on the floor. Now, you could step on them and they wouldn't pop.
The Desperadio Show.
We got a tweet from Kobus Galloway who says, "Kneip guitar is as jy guitar speel met 'n moerse pie." Dankie Kobus vir daai insaag. And I see a couple of messages there.
Oh, is it tyd vir my om aan diens te gaan? Kasper het my nou net geskel.
Was jy van diens af?
Ja, nee, ek was goed geskel en gesê ek moet hierdie goed as update. Ek voel soos 'n kind. Maar anyway, kom ons kyk gou wat sê Adrian. Adrian stuur eerstens groete en dan het hy 'n moerse lang boodskap. Hy sê: "Hallo julle almal, Kasper."
Hallo.
Hi.
Hy sê, Casper, ek weet nie wat om te doen, nie, jou hele fucking show is al klaar uitverkoop, volgens CompuTicket. Waar gaan ek nog paar kaartjies koop? Ek en 6 ander van my vriende wou sommer allemaal saam boek, en toe sien ons dit uitverkoop. Wat de moer gaan ek nou doen? Dis Adriaan.
Adriaan, maar what the fuck, ek toch, jy het al van December gesê, ek bring mense, ek het geboek. So you never did. I don't understand this, Adriaan. Ek toch, jy het heel eerste gaan boek. Daar is mense wat al vir my geskryf het, hulle het al geboek. In 1992 vir hierdie show. En nou kom jy, ek kan niks doen nie, ek kan nie nog 'n show doen nie. Ek kan nie. Oh, ek is moerse teleurgesteld. Nou, you're not... Okay, was daar nog iets?
Adriaan, ek hoop jy voel soos ek, want hy het nou sy siergezig op. Okay, dan is het Cindy Mando. Cindy sê, hey Cassie and Cruz. Cindy listening in here from Ireland. Oh. I'm going to Rotterdam in a few weeks. You coming with? LOL.
Oh, Cindy travel Cindy. Meer as wat sy werk.
I think she's
work traveling. Dit is amazing werk dan, want yeah. As ek sien dat sy op 'n ander land, sy is in 'n ander land.
Wel op 'n ander land, ja. Maar sy is die hele tyd aan die flippin' toe.
Sy vlieg constant.
I know, it's just so unfair, but you know what can we do? That is the fortunate...
Tuk genoeg, WhatsApp.
What you saying?
Tuk genoeg update, wil jy nog WhatsApp nommers gee?
Ja, gee maar.
WhatsApp 079-748-2090, 079-748-2090.
Maar jy moet Afrikaans lees, so vir mense soos Adriaan.
Ja.
In Kaaps.
Nee, my broer, man. Ek hou
dat
jy weet om my. Hoe gaat die man? Okay, is 079-748-2090.
Maar Adriaan, ek is baie teleurgesteld in jou. Ek kan nie verstaan dat jy nie geboek het al nie.
Oh, sorry Adriaan, ek voel so jammer vir jou.
Oos-London, kom fokken Oos-London doen dan. Ek is die volgende aand in Oos-London. Is het ver van julle af? Hemingway Casino. Ek dink daar is iets 3 bookings daar. Jy kan daar gaan boek. Ok. Ek kan nie.
Want hy vra vir 3 jaar al, wanneer kom jy PE toe? Wanneer kom jy PE toe?
Ek toch, hy het sy kaartjies al lang al securely in sy agtersak. But, okay, let's do something nice. We got a...
Extra special!
Guest here. Oh, he is like the top of... The top. He is like the cream of the cream. He is like the dream of the dream. He is the icon, fashion icon, JJ Schoeman. Hallo en welkom by die show.
Hello. Yay!
So wat gebeur? Is ek gaan kyk West Side Story met Bianca en Jonathan en die rest, and I loved it. En ek gaan sit in hierdie ouwe voor my kyk so op na my en ek dacht, wie the fuck is dit? En must I say hello? I don't know. Is that hate or friendliness I saw in his eyes? And then and then your husband is your husband. No. Your fiance.
They say altijd Leon is my buddy.
Your buddy done, yeah. Your butt buddy. Then turned around and said, hello, Casper. And then I said, it's JJ, my God. JJ, I don't recognize you upside down with your eyes upside down. Only he would recognize you. Like, I can't. So I didn't know it was you. And I really apologize. And immediately I thought, okay, I'm going to invite you because I have been, ek het al gedreig om jou te invite. And daar en dan, I'm going to invite you to the show immediately. And here you are.
Dank je, Casper. Was lovely. Hoe was die show vir jou?
Dit was vir my fenomenaal. Ek het verskriklik geniet. Ek hou van die muziek. Ek het gehou van die aanbieding. Dit was Broadway standaard. Absoluut. Loved it. Hulle sukkel blykbaar met bookings, which I don't like so much of people. You must support this. It's brilliant.
Dit was absoluut fantastisch.
Maar dit is dis Joburg Theatres se skuld. Laat mense nie boek nie.
Dit is Joburg Theatres se skuld.
Want die mense sien West Side Story Joburg Theatre en dan dink hulle dis 'n Joburg Theatre production en dit is nie, mense. Dit is 'n Fugard Theatre production.
So Fugard came theatre and they hired that fucking theatre.
Yeah.
And they must make their money to at least pay salaries. And if it's half full, they're not going to be able to do it because it's a ginormous production, but it's beautiful. Yeah, so that's enough about that. So JJ, I know about you, of course, maar ek het jou eers ontmoet amptelik 'n paar jaar terug by Boss.
Yeah.
Supermodels. I don't know what you were doing there.
My publicist arranged it altijd.
Ek weet nie, ons was in die VIP section, wat ons
yeah.
so sit in sy pit en gekyk het na allemaal. It was lovely.
Yeah.
So, waar het jy begin met jou talent? Het dit ook, soos Rian wat nou verduidelik het, hy net eweskielik, toe hy verby TV stap, begin dans, het jy eweskielik begin naai, toe hy rok sien, of
wat? Weet, ek onthou altyd, toe ek klein was, in my slaapkamer, my maat aan naaldmachine daar gehad, en sy het altyd daar gewerk, en dan het ek aan die slaap geraak, met die naaldwerkmachine in my oor, en waar sy onder die lig sit, met so een, jy weet die liggies wat hy so aangeklip het, so aan die kant van die tafel, sy een gat, en sy daar vir ons stuk weggedoen, en my ma's naaldwerk machine het sikke laaikies gehad, met sikke wonderlijke goeders, en weet afvallapies, en daar was een boks met knoop, en dat was vir my die lekkerste ding, om daar te rondkrap, en dan somme net, jy weet, jy wil ons altyd, ek dink kinders is die beste kopies, jy weet, hulle kopie ons alles wat hulle doen, en toe ek maar net daar begin rondspeel, maar my sis ook, sy het a pink plastiese Barbie naaldwerkmasjienkie gehad, en dit het my gefascineer het, as jy die wielietjie draai, dan gaan die naald so af en op, en toe ek gedoog, ek gaan het uitprobeer, want sy speel anyway nie meer die ding nie. Mm. Toe ek stikkie lap daar aangedruk en die wielietjie gedraai en toe het hy stikselkie gemaakt en was ek verskrikkelijk excited oor dit en met die tyd, so, toe was ek nou maar 5 of 6 jaar oud.
Okay, so then it started.
Ja, ek was baie klein, was ek ook sienkie.
Shame.
Ja.
Ah,
ja, net so.
But where was this? In which country, Annie? Is it in which dorp?
Ja, well, you know.
Where did you come from?
Ons is gebore, maar ek is gebore op die Hoofveld. Dit is Standerton. En my ma het die mooiste manier gehad om het te sê, sy het altyd te sê, we are from St. Anderton on the Wall.
Hierdie show is sterk bande met Standerton.
Well, one of our very first team members is from Standerton, he's back there now. And then Alicia also came from Standerton, and she also was a guest, no, she was a team member for a long time. En is daar nog, dat is nog Standerton mens?
Ja, ek weet van Pieter Koen.
Ah.
Ja. Ja.
So Standerton, there's something there, eh?
That's it, though, yeah.
But it's a klein plekkie and a lot of names.
Miskien.
Yeah. Okay, when did you leave there?
Ek het matriculeer en toe was ek 16. En my ma het my vroeg in die skool gesit, sy sê, hier is 'n klein helikie, hy moet skool toe gaan. En toe sê ek weg daar, toe ek 17 was, Weermag toe.
Oh no!
Ja.
Of course, it was
infanterie. Driesaai. En Potchefstroom.
Oh yeah.
Kantje was nog so vrek klein.
Ja.
And why? Why did we have to go, eh? I also went through that.
Ek so blij is afgestel voor ek hoef te gegaan, eh?
I really can't tell you, it didn't make anything out.
Ek sou nie koop nie.
I really didn't change. I didn't become a better person. I became a more bitter person.
As iemand op 'n raad op my skree, ek begin huil.
You know, I had that Trump feeling when that guy said, toe ons nou klaar maak, onthou, die Weermag gaan altyd 'n deel bly van jou lewe, of jy nou wil of nie, ons is altyd daar, en ons gaan jou roep vir kampe, en I went, like, I will ban all foreigners, I will do it, and then the sanity comes in and says, nee, dit is afgeskaf, jou drol. Oh, so you had to do infantry, but did you see action? What year was that now?
1981
and 82. Oh, yeah. Okay. Then I was in standard 10. So, and then I went to university first, and then I went to the army.
Yeah.
So we are about the same age then.
I was to 1.
was hy een.
Oh, shame.
See, still.
You were just married then, the first time.
No.
Yeah.
I did that once and that was it. So, yeah, no. Now, I was actually in standard 9 and 10 at that
okay, so
time.
We are sort of the same
thing. You like me, sweetie. Yeah.
Okay. So, how do you become a fashion designer? Do you have to work for someone else first?
Oh, so veel dinge wat 'n mens kan doen. Obviously, daar by ons, ek is op die Gauteng Fashion Council as 'n direkteur en ons het die hele ding uitgeskryf daar en het saamgestel en ons praat van established talent en emerging talent en self-taught talent. So daar is 'n hele soort van verskeidenheid van wat is moontlik.
So that's meester, also possible that you have self-taught.
Ja, jy begin net te werk en ek dink al die tailors byvoorbeeld in Afrika en wherever, all over die wêreld, hulle het dit in hulle bloed, hulle pa het hulle geleer of hulle ma het hulle geleer of so. Dit is gewoonlik eintlik in die mode industrie is dit so dat meeste mense wat daar is, dit maar 'n tipe van 'n geskiedenis van 'n verlede van 'n ouer van 'n moeder of vader whatever.
It's incredible that jy jouself vereenselwig met 'n tailor. So en wie dis moet gewoonlik dink ontwerper, tailor. So you kind of make the distinction between the two, but you kind of jy flans hulle saam.
Weet jy, die ding is ons maak klere. Mense dra klere, so as dit 'n baadjie is. Ja, obviously tailoring is 'n gespesialiseerde tipe van iets. Dis 'n kuns wat jy aanleer. Daar's 'n formule. Dit is eintlik soos 'n resep om 'n koek te bak en haal jy net die baadjie resep uit en dan sny jy hom. Is exactly dis presies dieselfde. You know, maar obviously daar's verskillende metodes en al daai om dieselfde ding te bereik. Maar I mean tailoring is definitief 'n gedeelte van die mode-industrie, so, I mean, meeste mans is maar, hulle gaan alle tailleerders doen, hulle het hulle klere wat hulle dit wil afwerk en omsoom en korter maak en stywer maak, die broeke en whatever, you know, so gaan dit maar.
Groter maak.
Ja, groter maak, so nou dan.
After a certain age.
Is jou ontwerpstyl vet mens vriendelik?
Ja, nee, definitief. Ons het agterkom in ons maak, ons nommers, die roknummer wat die meeste verkoop is, die 38 en die 40 en 42. So, obviously...
Is dit soos in die manse lywe ook? Is dit
daai? Ja, wat is mans... Nee, ons het, ek het nie redig maskleer wat ready to wear is nie.
Nee, nee, maar ek probeer net vergelijk, wat is nou die sizes? What would you say is that size as in a broek dan?
As ek een vrouwe size was, sal ek 38 gewees het.
Ok, ek is...
Maar jy is so klein.
Ja, so is nie so bad nie, nee.
So Betty kan daar ook een JJ Skooman
original.
Ja,
wel Betty.
Yeah.
JJ, you wanna go.
I need a sound effect.
You wanna go there.
You know.
That's a good idea. A JJ Skooman, Betty. But what is your men size? Bernard?
My men size?
Yeah.
No, my size.
Got material.
Live op lucht.
Ja. You don't have to.
Okay, like JJ for ons dan.
But would you have enough material for him?
Ek sal nogal, ja. Nee, wat is hier probleem?
Well, we saw Aretha Franklin moving in like a fucking gletser.
Ja, ek sal dat sy.
You know you're fatter than her.
Than Aretha.
Aretha Franklin, ja.
Nee,
no, she's a little midget compared to you.
Fuck off.
Oh, I'm just putting your fat leg. Oh. No, I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's a wonderful idea to have a Betty haute couture from JJ Skooman.
I think that moet gebeur.
But I mean,
yeah.
The thing you're known for, the dresses you're known for, it's very spectacular and nice people. It's celebrities. So what has been for you like the best or the highlight or the lekkerste thing to do in your career when it comes to this kind of the limelight?
I don't know actually. I think there are so many aspects and part of it that's so amazing. I think probably the first time when I was invited to attend an awards giving, that was insane, because that time I was nominated for a Vita Award. for the best theatrical costumes, and it was actually for the Rocky Horror Show. I didn't win, but I couldn't believe to be included in that, and then flew down to Cape Town. And that was amazing. So it was
Who was in the cast of that Rocky Horror? Can you remember?
Yeah.
Was it Jeremy Cratchley?
I think Samantha Pio. She did Janet. And then it was Emmanuel Custis did Brad. Who's that? Stephen. He died. What was his name? He was such a beautiful looking guy.
Stephen Jobs.
No, Stephen. Isn't it Stewart?
Stewart. Yeah.
Matthew Stewart.
Yes. He was like the fill in, and then also.
Shame, yeah.
We had. I'm just wondering if it was. That's right. Riff Raff, and. What's this big star? Frankenfurter. They would swap roles at times.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Then one night, Riff Raff would come in as Frankenfurter. So I think it was David Dennis.
Not Jeremy Crutchley, isn't it? Because he was...
No.
He's very good.
Yeah.
And you designed for stage as well.
Yes. That was my early days, you know.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I was by luck.
Isn't it difficult then? Because I sometimes hear, I don't know a lot, but I hear that then they say, yeah, but you must beware, it's not stage. Your stuff looks too stagey.
Yeah.
So you have got to split that.
Yeah, one has to be very careful to do... the problem really what I find with students and young kids when they come out and they try to, produce work on a certain level is that there's a difference between a beautifully cut garment that's really outstanding, that like we spoke about tailoring and all that, because that's a skill that you pick up, and the difference between that kind of garment and something that is poorly made. And often we would say that's a little bit theatrical because, you know, the shoulders are off and the collar's exaggerated, so that should be on stage, that kind of thing. So technically that's that aspect. And then the other one is, of course, choice of fabrics, because, you know, good taste is something that develops over many, many years. I think some people have got it and some people just don't have it. It's something that you can't really be taught, but then that is another thing called individuality, which means the way that you are going to execute a garment and the way that you're going to be dressing is completely different to me and the next person.
But now I was... also referring to, I know it's cheap and oppervlakkig, but yeah. If someone comes to you and says, oh, I have to wear something at the Grammys, don't you go, ooh, that, I mean,
yes,
it's...
of course, it's an honor to be the person selected to be responsible for the gown.
But you've done a couple of that.
Yeah, we've done a couple, and then, of course, you're getting the international brush... you know, automatically, because your gun is going to go out there. You are representing your
millions.
Country. It's outstanding. I mean, it's wonderful when that
happens. So, wie was dit geweest?
Let me think. The very last dress was for the Cannes Film Festival. That was an international gown. I think it was, she was nominated. I think Robertson is a senator. I can't even remember everybody.
That's wonderful.
Stunning.
Yeah. I can't remember.
I'm sorry, but it happens.
JJ, though, how do you prevent sending someone out there with a dress that, you know, they trust you with but actually looks awful? Do you know, because there are designers who go like, just take the dress. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. In a case in point, I think it was Jennifer Hudson once wore this thing and she was still chubby. No, it wasn't. It was Jennifer Hudson.
She looked like that she was criticized.
Oh, yes.
I think internationally, of course, it's entirely the fault of the stylist. Because the stylist just goes to, let's say, Armani and say, I want your best dress. And then the dress is shipped to this person now that's wearing it. And, you know, a lot of things went wrong because this person doesn't suit the dress, the cut's incorrect, blah, blah, all that stuff. But the dress then should have a fitting. And at the fitting, there should be a person doing alterations, which we can loosely refer to as a tailor or an alteration hand or an expert that can just fine-tune. Because, you know, in our business also we have what we call a nip and a tuck. Yeah. You know, sometimes just pulling the strap would just lift that boob or nipping in the waist, and then the whole thing is completely different. You know, of course, the hem is the shoe. And the dress length is the knee or the calf, you know, so there's many little tricks that one can just follow. It's a natural process, you know, and of course in South Africa, which is a whole other world, I don't know how to address it here, because yes, of course it can happen where somebody would wear something that's maybe not suitable, or you know, maybe we should have thought a little bit harder, longer, or whatever. But you know, I think by us here, it's a whole other level. So yeah. Kids want to just get their name out there, and you know, bad publicity sometimes can be a very good thing.
That's what I wanted to ask
but
you.
No one.
That's what I wanted to ask you. If you are in a magazine under the section, what were they thinking? Maybe you're embarrassed the first 5 minutes, but then it's actually good publicity, isn't it?
You've made the cut. You're mentioned in the press. I mean, I've seen my dress. I dressed Tansy Kutsia once for a racing event, and I can't remember what the team was, but it was something to do with free flying, whatever. And so we decided she was going to be a little angel or a butterfly, and we did a beautiful dress that was flowy. And at the fitting, Tansy said, "I would like this collar to be added." And I thought, okay, it's not actually what I want to do or say, but it's all about her, so it's not about me really. And then if you want to add the collar, okay, let's go with it, because that's going to make you happy and comfortable. I add the collar, and then we made the worst dressed because everybody hated the collar. But then
but you could tell her afterwards, you see,
that stuff happens. So then no, we don't talk, because she's like about it after. It's just no. Okay, the press said so, and then okay, next time. I don't know what, you know, because there's no next time. That was done, you know. It's over.
It's over. Sorry, Bennett, you were saying something and I was interrupting you.
Nee, ek sê dat buiten vir die best and worst list van what we're thinking, ek denk is in die huisgenoot of the what we're thinking section, and Simon's yearly best and worst dress list, no one actually criticizes fashion in SA. It's like anyone wears whatever they can find.
Correct.
Looked horrendous. Yeah. And it's like, oh, Caroline, you look so mooi. But behind the back, everyone's like, oh. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah. What's fickle?
Do designers ever come together and just hold it and focus of Skinner of deal and
swap?
But
he's the president of the national, what do you think, who do you are, Gauteng Council of the Fashion Foundation.
Man, you should see he's right up here. There's so many achievements. I'm going, no, we're not reading that on air. But
that's why it's like, I can't even remember.
Like, yeah. No, it's like a terrible maxim. I think it's Donnelly Roberts. Sorry, daar kom my naam nou.
Okay. Maar sit julle ooit saam en kom net so van soos 'n klomp akteurs by mekaar, and then it's like all systems go, or do you?
Nee, nie rarig nie, maar obviously het mes maatjies. Ja, daar's designers wat mes oor die weg mee kom, bietjie meer as die ander. Yeah. Of
would you cross invite one another to
ek dink nie mense neem mekaar so maklik reg nie. Nee, want it's like, you know, it's no my area. Mm. Of it's no jou area. So that's a type of respect. Maar ek stel baie belang in al die designers se werk. So ek sal maklik na mense se shows toe gaan, en ek doen dit. Ek doen dit vir ondersteuning. Ek wil ook graag hê ons mode-industrie moet groei. So ek is daar in die agtergrond besig met mentors, ship en sulke dinge, en help mense en dink, en as ek ouens raak loop, en as ek baie bly om iemand 'n bietjie, as hulle wil iets hoor of vra, ek wil graag soos 'n oop boek wees, en dan skeer 'n bladsy uit, ek gee vir jou.
Like,
so ek hou regtig baie daarvan om almal te probeer ondersteun en te help. So, en ek's nie een van die ouens wat dink ek's beter as ander mense, of anders nie so fantasties, wonderlik, whatever, nie, you know. Ek's maar heeltemal baie down to earth.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to go segue to another bit. We started the show by playing ELO because that's your favorite band.
Yeah.
I also love ELO, so we there. Fantastic. But we have had them before as our Stoff Poopies because the Stoff Poopies section. So I thought, let me play. So I played Here's the News, which is a nice opening for the show.
Yeah.
And then you said your favorite movie, and I have never heard of this fucking movie in my life,
yeah,
but it's called Madame X.
Yeah.
What movie is that?
Well, this is eintlik een van die oorspronklike films wat gemaak is met een van die oorspronklike storielyne. Lana Turner is die hoofaktrise.
Oh ja.
En jy weet Lana Turner is een van die ikone.
Oh.
Die moet die ikone soos ek dink deesdae is dit soos Natalie Portman en daai tipe ouens, maar yes, daar in die ou dae in die Hollywood was sy maar een van die top. So die story eintlik is 'n regte tranen trekker, is 'n regte groot drama.
Oh, is it a tearjerker?
Is 'n groot drama, want sy trou met baie skatryk persoon en dan gaan die persoon dood en of weg en dan sy lover. En dan gaan die lover dood en dan blameer almal haar vir die moord, maar sy is so skuldig en dan verdwyn sy en dan gaan sy Amerika toe.
O, lekker melodrama.
En ja, is baie tipies hy ou fliek swart en wit en kom sy terug. En intussen het sy nou ook 'n seun by die eerste man gehad en dan ken iemand daar en nou wil hierdie persoon haar nou ontmasker en sy wil nie hê dit moet gebeur nie en dan skiet sy die persoon dood. En dan die ou wat daar in die hof verdedig is haar seun, maar hy weet nie dis haar seun nie en sy drama.
I love that.
Are we going to watch Madame X?
Yeah. No, I want to watch Madame X now.
Yeah, nee, so jy moet my op vertel.
Yeah. But you know, we here have our own little drama. We call that Kornse Story. So we're going to have I've got a very short Kornse Story this week because of various reasons. I started playing the wrong episode earlier, so here's the right, correct one. Let's have a quick listen to this and we continue. Okay, everyone, good. Right? Okay,
goed. Yeah.
Damien, ja my skat, waarom roep jy vir papa?
Ek wou nie geweet nie.
Wat wil jy geweet het my skat?
Of papa al nagedink het oor wat papa wil hê?
Maar Damien, wat bedoel jy wat papa wil hê? Jy sien ek verstaan nie. Ek wil 'n pizza hê. Jare, hoe het jy dit gedoen?
Ek kan enigiets laat gebeur, enigiets.
Dit laat my nou dink aan die genie van Aladdin. Nee, dit kan nie regtig gebeur nie. Wat gaan is dit oorverblind raai?
Nee, papa.
Ek is skoon vol geskrok. Ek wil nie eers aan die pizza vat nie.
Maar proom, papa, proom.
Dit is verskriklik lekker.
Sien, papa, nou, dit is heerlik. Nou, dink 'n bietjie, wat wil papa graag hê?
Maar Damien, daar is baie goed wat mens wil hê, wat jy nie eintlik nodig het. Daar is skatte en daar is voertuie en daar is huise en daar is kos, soos ek nou gesien het met die pizza. Baie lekker, maar wat mens eintlik nodig het, is nie voedsel vir die maag nie, maar voedsel vir die hart, Damien.
Ja, papa.
So al wat ek kan vra, en dit is onmoontlik vir jou, is ek wil Elisabeth terug hê.
Okay, papa.
O, ja, wat was dit? Kan dit wees?
Open die deur, papa.
Hallo, wie is daar? Elizabeth?
Yeah, it's a really bad. My poor papa is mama.
Elizabeth?
Hello, Lange Hans. Hello.
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
En ons is ongetwyfeld honger. Dankie mevrou. Nou, ek het vir JJ gevra sy favorite song. Ons het al hierdie groep gehad jare terug op hierdie show. We played Fantasy. Yeah. And he said Boogie Wonderland from Earth, Wind and Fire. And I actually saw them live. I remember now. Did you see them? They were in the Grand West or somewhere.
Nee, ek het dit pas geloof.
Baie goed.
Weren't they hot?
Very hot.
Met hy stywe broekies. Langmans met stywe broekies.
Hulle sang. So what, where, how did Earth, Wind and Fire come to be?
Well, you know, they started in Chicago, Illinois, and that was, you know, that's where they started. So, and they were actually started by Maurice White, one of the founder members.
Oh, yeah.
But he also died, eh? Yeah, Maurice White, he also died.
Oh, may he rest in peace.
Inshallah. So, but they have, over the years, have had so many members. I mean, it's like more than 40 members.
But the Earth, Wind and Fire bit is what we actually want to see on stage. Hey, as long as there's movement and it sounds the same as on the record, we're happy.
I think that's the, you know, you always try and do that because that's what people buy into. So the first lot was, they started in 1970. And then it lasted unto
1970 was ek, voor ek graad 1 toe gegaan het. And you?
Ja, was dat het een?
Okay, but you were early because you were so clever. Yeah. You were like a little Mozart of Standerton. Okay. So then they started in 1970.
Yeah, and then they lasted until 84. And then they had a break and then they started again in 87. And now they're still going.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look at our favorite.
Ek het hulle laas jaar op Ellen gesien. Het hulle perform op Ellen.
Is dit, en as die broekies nog stijf, is hulle nog cute?
Alles het
mooi gesing.
Okay, but let's think of their songs. Fantasy, there's a good one, eh?
Yeah.
No, fantasy. And then, so, do you remember?
Do you remember? And Shining Star.
Yeah.
Honey, you, but you, in which of, and we let them, I think, aan die ander broers wat oor, in Engeland geblei het.
Die Bee Gees.
Ja, hulle laat my so aan die ander type weerge, die ene die wit en die ander die zwart.
Ja, true. Van.
En hulle het ook al twee Maurice in hulle sy naam.
That's right, the other one is Morris, but yeah, good.
And I, that's just an illusion.
That's an illusion. You said Boogie Wonderland, so let's have a bit of woo, 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 woo.
Midnight.
today? Vertel ons 'n bietjie meer van hulle.
Van Boogie Wonderland of Papa Don't Preach.
Or whatever you want to tell us. I'm open.
Okay, so this song was released in 1979, 20th of March to be exact.
I was standard 7.
We are going the whole. I was in.
Were you born yet?
When?
Were you 5
79.
Years?
79. No. The year after that, I entered the world.
Oh, you were 80s?
Yes.
My God, you don't know about the 70s, my child.
No.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, and this was also produced by Maurice at that time. Or must I say Morris?
No. He's Maurice. I think Morris is the Gibb one.
Is the
BG
is
one.
The
yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry.
So, and it reached the Billboard Hot 100 at, and it peaked at number 6. So I don't know how long that stayed for.
But it became a cult classic. I mean, it one would assume it was number 1 because it just still a hit.
Yeah, it has. It did that, and it's also they say that this group changed the sound of black pop. I don't know.
Block pop.
Wow. Black pop.
We changed the sound of block pop.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that was our Staff Popper, presented by Sandwich Baron and the lovely Shemaine Harris, who gave us some background information.
So can I give you one more fact?
You must, immediately.
It was also used in Priscilla, the musical.
Mia.
Oh!
It was!
Yes.
I remember
it
now.
It's
coming.
Wait. It's coming. Priscilla's coming, eh?
Wow, yeah. It's the best show I've seen in my life. I saw it in London.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh,
twice.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. I did it.
It was unbelievable.
Wasn't that... I mean, it's the old guy who looked very authentic.
Yeah.
And then it was Jason Donovan as the middle guy.
Yeah.
And then the young one. He was hot, eh?
Yeah.
I hope the one that
caused all the trouble.
Yes. I hope we got a hot one in South Africa. I can't remember his name, but he's the one that's got Agneta's turd around his neck. But I think in the Priscilla stage version...
Philip Schnettler.
Did I just hear that correctly?
Owns. Yeah, he was like such a fan of Agneta from ABBA that he took a turd from the toilet.
Yeah.
But in the Priscilla stage musical, it becomes Kylie Minogue in England and I think Madonna in America. It's not ABBA anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Thank you very much. Did you tell us the interesting news yet?
Well, what is the interesting news?
Oh, Priscilla, yeah. So, who is your favorite designers that you go, can never be disappointed by this person?
Yeah, obviously, I think with time, it's also changed, but when I was at school, when I discovered that fashion is my thing, there was a prize given to a design competition in Europe, and the two designers that shared that show, nobody heard of them at that time because they were just graduates, was actually Karl Lagerfeld and Yves Saint Laurent.
Huh?
So those were like my big guys at that time, but you know, because there were nobody really followed them, and I wasn't wild about them, so I went more for the likes of Christian Dior. Then all of a sudden Gianni Versace arrived, and I was completely blown by his design. So I mean, when he died, was just terrible. Yeah. And of course Armani. I loved Armani because of the tailoring and those beautiful, sleek designs. And then, of course, John Galliano arrived. And I was blown with John Galliano. And at the same time, Alexander McQueen made his appearance. And I actually even went to his store in New York City. And I mean, I was just drilling, loving it. I was hoping that he was in the back there, that I could maybe see him or meet him or that. And these days, I think one has to respect now where I actually started, which is Karl Lagerfeld. I think he's doing new things with fashion that's actually not happening anywhere else. He's like really a league of his own.
Do you know a bit more about him? Because he looks so enigmatic with his vampire look, his dark glasses. Why does he wear the dark glasses? Just because he's a bit otherwise.
I'm not 100%. I saw a photo with him without his glasses, and it looked like he had some surgery on his eyelids. And I'm not sure if it was fake news or if it was for real, but it wasn't. It was scary to see what his eyes looks like.
Really? So better with the glasses, better.
I don't know, but you know, then it's a look as well, because that's his signature.
That is his look, you're right.
That's how he looks, you know. People know him like that. If you ask anybody anything about Karl Lagerfeld's appearance, they're going to come out with all the same stories. You know, that ponytail, the white hair, the big glasses, and the high collar, and the black and white, and the leather gloves. I mean, it's just
I see that in my
incredible signature.
Yeah. This is Madame X, by the way.
What do you mean you're my son?
I mean I found your birth certificate, mother.
Mine?
No, I mean mine.
Yes. And?
I'm your son.
Fuck off! Mother!
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 And Jean-Paul Gaultier, what do you think he did there with Madonna in the 90s? I mean, that is something that stuck, those stitches, those cones. I mean, he hasn't come back yet, but that moment, he was like hot shot, eh?
Absolutely. I think that is normally what really happens when a career is launched. It's also like that Idol's moment with a musical talent, you know. But when a designer actually pulls that off, like what he did, that is unforgettable. And then also like Versace with his safety pin dress on Elizabeth Hurley.
Yes.
There are moments in fashion that
never forget.
It's forever.
But can I just say something? All due respect with the bra that
the 50s.
That bra's been around for a long time. Yeah. It was just Madonna decided to wear it with some.
He simply put his signature on it and called it Madonna's new look.
Yeah, but that bra has been around.
Yeah. It's not new.
And it's a beautiful look. I mean, I don't know who would wear it these days, because you'd look like, you know, just point so. But that's my little bit on that.
What do you think of programs like Project Runway?
Think it's outstanding.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
That's outstanding. I love it. I want to tell you a little secret.
Yeah, tell me.
The producers of that show has actually been to South Africa because a friend of mine is a family member of the producers, and then they came to see me to see if I'd be interested to run in the show.
Really?
A few years ago.
And you said no.
No, I didn't. What happened was they came to my studio, and of course, my studio is we're at an advanced stage in my business. I'm not like a newcomer.
Mm-mm.
So I think they thought, how would they do this with 9 months me in New York City and then the operation there? Because, you know, also our premises are in Rose Bank and there's rentals and, you know, like. So, yeah, that's all that happened.
It's a pity, man, because we had previous guests who sort of turned their noses up at Project Runway as a program, but I find it thoroughly creative, the inspiring, and the tasks and projects they get. I love
new careers are launched, new talents are are developed, because you know also they're learning, they're getting better, because there's a criteria, so you are breaking out of your skin and you're onto the next level, which I think sometimes that's all that's necessary.
A little push,
you know, take a talent and then just bring them forward and they're onto their own. I think obviously Christian, I just loved
the one with the glasses.
The one.
The small guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a sensation.
I see his face, yeah.
He's running New York now. I mean, it's amazing. That's a new young talent. Like, what was his chances
Someone loved him. It was some actress or something that asked him to do, and I can't remember her name now. So that also helped, because she saw him on project. Oh, she was a judge, and then all of a sudden she said, "You must design for me."
Right.
Those things are fantastic.
We have a local designer in New York City also. He's a legend. It's an incredible story. He was actually at my school the year ahead of me. He graduated in 84 and I graduated in 85 at the Liggett Academy of Design. He worked in South Africa for about 2 years. He said he's tired, he wanted to go to New York City, and he had a contact at the newspaper, and he put a gown, I think it was on Angelina or somebody, incredibly fabulous. It was just a simple gown, and that was his moment. His name is Mark Bauer.
Amazing.
Woo-hoo.
Now, you said you've been at it for a long time. So, when did you start? Which year? What is your beginning year?
84. Obviously after the military I went to university. So I started in 1983. It was my year for medicine. So I did BSc first year. Then I switched to fine art first year, and then I switched to fashion in 85. But at 84, I also at varsity did clothing and textiles. So I was the only boy in the girl class. And our newspaper started to write about me, because, you know, which boy is in the girls' class? You know, also it was a little conservative in the 80s and all that.
Yes, the 80s was horrible.
So 86 was my first year. That brings me to 2017, 31 years.
Can I just shake your hand? Wow. Because 86 is my first year as well.
Okay.
So we are 31.
Thank you.
Hello there.
Yay. We should do something. 31 and fabulous. I'll paint and do jokes. You design and judge.
What if?
Dress me.
Think about it, yeah.
No, you don't have to dress me. You must dress Betty.
Yeah, kind of show dunes in funny fashion.
Yeah, I can't even say it. Fanny.
Fanny fashion.
Oh, and no all mooders. Fanny fashion. I just want to say that Mark wrote to me here and he said, "I'll see you in Stellenbosch." Yeah, remember Mark, book the Drostay Theatre in the heart of Stellenbosch. I'm coming. Hold on. I'm coming. And then...
Kan ek gou kyk daar sou as my oë kan 'n demo. Kasper, ons hier in Dubai wag nou al baie lank vir jou om hier te kom kuier met 'n show. Enige moontlikheid?
Well, a good check and I'm there. Nice little check in Dubai in dollar and I'm there like a pear.
En dan doen jy 'n Muslim skets daar.
I'll do an enamel like a camel. I'll do a moosey like a pussy. Oh, look at that. Beautiful. That is the picture of Betty Bangles in half and then Bernard on the other side.
Yeah.
That's your what? Profile pic on Twitter, Instagram?
Facebook.
Okay. So, do people have to see you in person, or can they, like, maybe there's a rich billionaire who can't move with a cat on her lap and she's got the internet. Can she then buy your stuff on the internet or not? Don't you work like that?
There's a million ways. I mean, obviously I would not mind an online store, but the way that we are working now is if it's custom made, it's one-on-one, so I would like to meet you and measure you and discuss with you what it's for, how it is, so I don't miss any of the important bits, because I think that's also a lot of stuff that goes wrong with having a dress designed and made. People just also sometimes expect the most impossible, but then I don't mind the most impossible because I want to at least be informed about that. So yeah,
challenged.
I do an interview, like a whole sit down appointment thing where I really, really understand who you are, what it's for, and that. Then, of course, we have got the ready to wear, which is in the store. People can come in. I'm not there. They can try on. Sometimes I'm there. I work on a Saturday.
Say that in French. Ready to wear. Prêt à porter.
Prêt à porter tout le temps.
Oh, sounds so much better.
It does, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, prêt à porter. That's what you were looking for, hey?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Couture and couture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I did have something like that happen to me once. I got an email, and this person said he was wanting to sponsor a dress for the Miss South Africa, but I had no idea what it was all about. And I thought it was just, say, maybe somebody from Discovery that's having a show, and she's going to be there, and they want a dress or whatever. Turns out this guy is a philanthropist, and he just actually wanted to send me some money to make the dress for Miss South Africa going to Miss World, and that was my first gown. That was that was crazy.
That's
and I checked the phone number and I thought plus two, whatever it was, plus four, I don't know whatever. And I was at home in the morning at about 8 or 9. I thought, let me just follow this up because, you know, I don't want to disappoint anybody. So I picked up the phone and I called, and the guy said, hello, this is Mr. What was his name? Siegfried Heidenreich.
Oh,
I said, okay. He says, oh, good morning, am I speaking to you? I said, this is JJ Schoeman, you sent me an email. He says, oh, okay. I said, where are you? He says, I'm in Canada, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Wow, that was fantastic.
Yeah,
wow. That was amazing. And I swiped the, you know, he sent me his information and then I entered it on the, what do you call that little machine that takes money? And
yeah,
bam. It came through in one shot.
You sounded like the president.
You know? Yeah.
Fantastic.
I love it.
Must not count.
Oh, God. Okay, well, JJ, our time is up. Can you believe that?
Wow.
It was such a lucky kayer, man.
Bye, donkey.
And ek is so bly ek het in jou raak geloop dan by Westside Story. But we'll kayer again. We'll see each other again. Charmaine, I'm going to ask you as the oldest here. Can you... Can you give us a thought of the week?
Alweer?
Ja, gee so 'n lekker thought. So 'n
goeie thought.
Deep thought.
So think of JJ's career and what he's done and how things just happened. Like this Canadian guy, it just came across his path. And look what happened. So what would we deduce from that, Charmaine?
Don't take any situation for granted.
Wonderful idea. Wonderful thought. Goodbye to our extra special guest, JJ. Come on. No, you're still on air, hey?
Okay.
You say goodbye.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Say goodbye to Demo. You say goodbye to Demo in Dubai.
Bye to Demo in Dubai.
And tell Adrian in Uitenhage to book for East London.
Adrian, jy moet asseblief vir Kasper se show boek.
Dankie.
Jy weet, jy mag dit nie misloop nie, dis oortreding. En jy sal vervolg word.
Dankie. Goodbye, Bernard.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Charmaine.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, stay well. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, goodbye. Goodbye, stay well. See you soon. Bye.
CliffCentral.com.